This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are your hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Around Atlanta edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I'm your host, Todd Schneck, joined by my friend and colleague, Brian Nani. Good morning, Brian. I've been looking forward to this conversation. This is going to be fun. A lot of good stuff happening here.
Very much so. And it's a cool community. It's kind of on the cutting edge of this type of living, so I'm really excited about it.
Well, we'll probably ask about the community itself, but we're here to talk about the Serenby Playhouse, and we're joined by Brian Cloudus. He's the founder and executive director of the Serenby Playhouse. Brian, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
The pleasure is ours. Thanks for making time to join us, and thanks for making the long haul up here. So appreciate you doing that. Brian, before we get into a conversation around the Serenby Playhouse, take a few quick seconds. Tell us a bit about you and your background.
Of course. So I'm originally from a tiny town in Alabama called Hoke's Bluff, and I spent the greater part of my early professional life as a working actor in New York City, and sort of got burned out and moved back to the Southeast for graduate school. And right before I started graduate school, I discovered this community called Serenby and approached them about developing a professional theater in their community. And lo and behold, they took a chance on me. And here we are going into our seventh season next year as a full year-round professional theater company. So now I'm sort of an actor turned producer director, and that's what I do now.
Very cool.
Very cool story. So tell us a little bit about Serenby and specifically about the Playhouse.
So Serenby is a really cool 1,000-acre community. It's a model of the new urbanist development, and 30% of the land is developed on, and 70% always remains a green space, which is cool. And when I approached them about starting a theater company, they said, well, that's a great idea, but there's no physical structure here to house a theater company. So I said, well, let's just try it outside and see if that works. So the first season, we produced 3 shows during the summer, really small scale outdoor, and people started talking about this new company doing outdoor theater. And I said, well, that seems to be what everybody's talking about, is doing it outside. So for the second season, I said, let's try completely new locations and do like this idea of like site-specific outdoor theater. And then people really started buying into that. So we remodeled our mission statement to be an exclusively outdoor site-specific company. So we never use the same location twice in Serenby, and we choose the environment and the material hand in hand. So I'll either choose a location that's really cool and I'm thinking like what can pop up there, or I'll choose a play that makes sense outdoors and then, you know, scout and find a location that works. So, and you know, that's when we've got so much, especially this past 2 years, so much national buzz, because we're doing something that's very different, you know. And as I say, if you're going to start a new company, you've got to do it better than anybody else or do something completely different. So,
sure. Yeah, that's very cool. I somehow I missed that this was an outdoor theater company. That's wicked cool. So, gosh, yeah, we've interviewed a lot of playhouses on the show. There's a lot of cool spots around Metro Atlanta, but most of them say, well, we've been around since 1924, or we've been around a long, long time. I never have had the chance to talk to someone who started a theater company. So how do you actually start that?
Well, you know, I just figured it out as I went along. Again, you know, both my undergrad and graduate degrees are in acting. So I have an acting background, and, you know, I've worked with plenty of directors and producers. And, you know, I didn't know a soul when I approached Serenby. I literally shot a blind email and said, hey, you know, I'm an actor moving back to the Southeast. I have an idea for a theater company. We talked to me, and lo and behold, they talked to me. And they said, okay, you know, if you're serious about this, get us a business proposal together. And I just, you know, nodded my head and smiled and batted my eyelashes, not knowing what the hell that meant. So, you know, there's this story of me literally going home that night, going on Amazon and ordering books on how to start a nonprofit theater company. And I put together a business proposal, and I thought, oh God, they're going to see through this like bogus proposal. But lo and behold, they approved it and gave us a little seed money. And then again, you know, here we are going into our seventh year. So, I mean, a lot of it's just learning on the job. And for me as a director and producer, I wanted to treat actors and artists the way that I like to be treated as an actor. So that was kind of my mission from day one, to treat people well. Yeah,
commend you for that. Well done.
Absolutely. That's fascinating. Tell me, do you ever star in any of your plays as an actor?
You know, the first 3 years, I was in one show every season. Mm. And then in year 4, when the company really sort of took a major leap forward, it was with our production of Hair. We saw our audiences go from, you know, 50 to hundreds and selling out. And that was the show that really catapulted us. And after that, I was like, you know, it was really too stressful to be in a show and then have that producer hat on as well. For me as an actor, it's great to go to a separate theater company where I'm not worrying about, you know, oh my gosh, is the audience full tonight? Is it not? Is that light not working? So for me, it's nice to act at a different theater company. But again, you know, it's not to say I wouldn't. You know, now we're getting more staff members, and 2016 we'll have 4 full-time staff members as opposed to me doing it all. So again, like in a year or two, I wouldn't be opposed to going back on stage, but I needed to take that break to really focus on developing the company and not having to think, oh gosh, you know, being on stage and worrying about other things. Because as an actor, you don't want to be worrying about all the other stuff. It takes you out. So,
right. Yeah. No, I understand that. All right. Brian Klatos will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Your marketing tactics shouldn't be silos. Silos are for cows. Build a marketing foundation that includes 3 main components working together: your brand, website, and blog. The tactics you use, social media, public relations, SEO, advertising, etc., should all interconnect and relate to your foundation. They aren't silos off by themselves in the field. When you are ready to create an integrated marketing strategy, contact Marketing Relevance to take your company to the next level. That's marketingrelevance.com or call 770-383-3360.
All right, we are back with Brian Klatos, the founder and executive director of the Serenby Playhouse. The 2016 season kicks off in a couple of months, but I'd love for you to recap the 2015 season for us.
So this past year in 2015, it was our first year of year-round theater. You know, we've grown from a summer theater company to year-round, and we always like to put a theme to our season. 2015, it was a season of transformation. So our spring musical was Man of La Mancha, and our summer season included The Secret Garden was our family show. Streetcar Named Desire was our dramatic play. And then Evita was our big musical. And then we revived The Sleepy Hollow Experience and The Snow Queen for Halloween and Christmas or holidays. And those have become really kind of like staple holiday favorites. So, you know, we thought, oh, maybe these will hit. And they've definitely been huge hits, sellouts every single year. So those are going to remain our kind of like family holiday staples. For 2016, we've got a really bold, exciting season as well. We're opening with the musical Carousel. And then our summer season is going to include Of Mice and Men, Charlotte's Web, and Miss Saigon. So, and the theme is a season of surrender. So, and the tagline is, it takes courage to follow your destiny. And this is definitely our biggest and boldest yet. For Carousel, we're creating an actual fair. So audience members can get there early and ride fair rides and be immersed into it. And then for Miss Saigon, and we're proud to be the only company in Georgia to have ever produced this musical, we're going to be landing a helicopter every night, an actual Huey from Vietnam.
Oh, so cool.
We're super excited. And again, these are things that you can't accomplish in an indoor venue. So it's, how can you take the walls and ceiling off of theater, which we have the ability to do, and do these really grand things that you can't do indoors. So
that's going to be a memorable moment.
We're super excited.
Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe I just maybe don't have enough intimate knowledge with some of these plays to get the connection, but explain for me the theme, a season of surrender. What's the inspiration there? What thought process went into that?
So typically we'll choose the anchor show of the season. It's typically the big summer musical. And for this year, Miss Saigon was the show that kind of anchored the season. And then we try to think of, you know, what's the main theme of Miss Saigon, or what's the story? And it's this idea of the ultimate sacrifice, you know, and following your destiny and surrendering over to it. So then we start thinking about all these other titles that make sense with that. And so then we get this idea of surrender, following your destiny, Of Mice and Men. That's the theme. Charlotte's Web, that's the theme. Carousel, that's the theme. So again, it's picking one musical and then building the rest of the season around it. And, you know, I mean, for us, it's a lot of marketing as well. It's like, how can we take this fully, you know, like season that has like brackets around it and market the entire season, as opposed to, oh, here's this show, there's that show. So again, it's showing that thought has went into picking the season.
Sure. Well, so many amazing plays and musicals that you could choose from. Organizing around a theme makes it easier to, I mean, that's so much easier.
And we have this huge list of things we want to do in the future. But again, it's like, how do you package it up and make it a theme for the season?
So, talk about the company itself. Talk about the actors. How do you recruit them? Do you have a usual cast, or is it different people from all different walks of life doing different things?
So we have have a commitment to Atlanta talent, and we're very fortunate because the Atlanta talent pool is so rich, and a lot of that's due to the film and TV industry here. So our commitment is to cast locally first, and then if we can't find what we need in the Atlanta market, we'll reach out to the LA and New York markets. So this past season, we had a film and TV star, Matt Davis, who's in Vampire Diaries. He starred in A Streetcar Named Desire. And that happened because he happened to be in Atlanta filming. So he's an LA-based actor. And then for Evita, we brought in a Broadway actor to play Che because we couldn't find him here. So again, it's like, how do we be loyal to our Atlanta people and then also start to get these hands out in the national markets as well? And like with any company, you'll definitely see repeat actors at the Playhouse. You know, the environment is so unique. So you'll find actors who really dig it and want to come back for every show. And then you'll find actors who are like, no, this is not for me. Get me back indoors. I need my dressing room.
That Huey freaked me out.
Exactly. I almost lost my arm when I got in that helicopter. So again, you know, we're building a company of, you know, people we use over and over again. But then every show is completely unique. And especially with like Miss Saigon, because there's so many Asian American actors, we're going to see a completely new demographic casting wise, which is super exciting. And with that show, we're actually doing kind of like a massive unknown search. And we're targeting Asian American communities in Atlanta to get the word out to casting, because they may not even know these opportunities are available. So we're excited to get some new, fresh, unknown talent from the Atlanta market and stay true to, you know, the casting.
Sure, yeah, very exciting stuff. Well, let's shift gears a little bit and talk about some education opportunities that might be available at the Playhouse.
So there's tons of education opportunities, actually, and that's one of our major 2016 initiatives. We're bringing in an education director full-time, a new staff member, and she's going to be focusing on education for all ages. So we're taking what we do and basically branching out. So we're going to have class series. We're going to have opportunities for Title I schools to bus and bring their kids to see our shows. And then also opportunities for us to get out into schools and basically outreach as well. So we're super excited about those opportunities. And they're all on our website. So nice. Check it out.
Very cool. Very awesome. I might have to check out Of Mice and Men. That would be the way I'm envisioning it. That would be very cool to experience that outdoors as well.
I mean, it takes place in a barn, you know?
Yeah.
So. Yeah, there you go.
Well, what a great opportunity. I mean, Serenby, the community is a destination in and of itself. And to be able to experience that and see that and then dive into it artistically is going to be, it's going to be a great experience. So very, very exciting. Well, Brian, hate to say it, running low of time. Before I let you go, how can people contact you should they have questions, and where can they learn more about Serenby Playhouse in this 2016 season?
Well, definitely visit our website, serenbyplayhouse.com, or you can call our box office, 770-463-1110, and follow us on social media outlets. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, YouTube, you name it. Search Serenby Playhouse.
All right. Brian Cloutis, the founder and executive director of the Serenby Playhouse. Again, Brian, thanks for stopping by and joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Our pleasure. All right. That wraps this week's Around Atlanta edition. Check out the show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate that rating and review. So again, on behalf of today's guest, Brian Cloutis, my co-host, Brian Nonni, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you tomorrow on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.